Netanyahu, Israel won't allow Iran to gain nuclear weapons. By Deborah Danan on June 9, 2020. Tel Aviv, Israel will not allow Iran to obtain nuclear weapons, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Sunday, adding the international community must join the U.S. and reimpose crippling sanctions on Tehran. His remarks came in the wake of an International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, report that said Iran had refused to grant inspectors access to undeclared military sites in which the Islamic Republic carried out secret military nuclear activity, he said. Iran has systematically violated its commitments by hiding sites and enriching fissionable material, and has committed other violations, Netanyahu said at the start of the cabinet meeting. I believe that the time has come, and I think that the time has passed. But reality certainly requires it in the light of those revelations. For the international community to join the U.S. and reimpose paralyzing sanctions on Iran, he added. The prime minister added that has not lessened by one iota our determination to act against Iran's aggression. I reiterate, Israel will not allow Iran to achieve nuclear weapons and will continue to act methodically against Iran's attempts to militarily entrench on our borders, the prime minister declared. In a report sent to member states, the IAEA on Friday said it harbored serious concern that, for over 4 months, Iran has denied access to the agency to two sites, likely used for storing or processing nuclear material. One of the sites was possibly used in the past for converting uranium ore, including fluorination, the UN agency said. The IAEA further warned Iran has stockpiled almost 8 times as much enriched uranium as permitted by the Obama-led 2015 nuclear deal. According to the agreed limits, Iran was permitted to stockpile 300 kilograms of enriched uranium. However, as of May 20, it had 1,571.6 kilograms.